everybody, and welcome to the Board of Supervisors meeting. October the 30th, 2018. Are there any changes to the agenda?
I have none.
So we'll meet with the department head, elected official Terry Johnson, county auditor.
Good morning. Just a little busy. This Saturday, coming Saturday, the office will be open again for absentee voting. Will be open from 9:00 a.m. to 5:00 p.m. And I'll probably have the whole crew in here because we'll be working and getting the equipment ready and suitcases packed and preparing for Tuesday.
Getting suitcases packed, you're not up for election.
No, I'd like to go on a trip, but no, I have to pack the supplies. But as for absentees, I didn't check the numbers this morning. I think the numbers are over 6,000, maybe close to 7,000. I haven't checked those yet, but yeah, besides a few ballots being missing in the mail, it's just, that's kind of the early onslaught of the early ones that we mail out. That seems to be a typical thing. Sometimes people just don't receive those, and all they have to do is let us know and we'll check and make sure.
It's the usual time. That's kind of sad.
Yeah, it is sad, but it always seems, like I said before, that first big push, the first big batch that we send out, we usually do get calls from people saying, I never got my ballot. So where it's lost and all the other ones, I don't know. And we all they have to do is call us and we'll either, you know, encourage them to come down here and vote absentee, or we will mail them a ballot, so.
They send all that out to Quad Cities to get sorted too, don't they?
Rock Island, I believe.
Rock Island.
It's their fault.
That's the problem. That's the problem. They send them to Illinois. It was their voting records over there, so.
Bad deal.
Zach, you're sitting right up front. How's Southeast Outreach planning?
Things are going well. I'll just tell these guys, Sergeant, the last couple of weeks been on jury duty. Along with Mr. Hightower here too. Doing our civic duty.
I thought he was charged.
Sure justice was served.
I think it might have been.
They sure they didn't select either one of you, did they?
What's that?
Did they select either one of you?
Yes, both of us, yeah.
Oh, yeah? Really?
So if we've both been missing, that's why.
Dave said the most interesting thing was listening to excuses people had to get out of.
Got to deal with lawyers.
Some people might say anything. But as far as things out in our place, things are going well. We've got one subdivision out for review, and then we've had several other plots submitted that we're kind of looking at reviewing that may be coming out for review as well. So as I mentioned before, it seems like when one thing comes, everything seems to come. So we've got just, like I said, several plots, a couple zoning questions, things like that are out there, so. But keep busy and keeping on top of things.
You're going to put a work session out for us?
Yeah, I talked to Tom one time too, but we'll get a work session probably in early December and just come talk about some possible changes to subdivision and zoning, floodplain ordinances. Just because some of those regulations either aren't spelled out very clearly or give you some updating. I actually had a perfect example last week of kind of an error based on, I think, the way somebody interpreted the subdivision ordinance, so. It's a good example of one of the things that we would need to address, so. But we'll set that up in December and kind of go over all those details.
Can't wait.
I'm sure you can.
About the floodplain there, amazing thing, we went to that floodplain meeting.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that too.
Danville has got a floodplain right there in town. Surprised me. I figured as high as we are off the bluff, we'd never have to worry about any water.
You live closer to the mayor than I do. You should say something to him.
I did.
Good. What do you say?
I think Angie called him too, or.
No, I haven't called him, but.
Gina Harden called him.
Oh, good.
And then he called me.
That's what I'm trying to figure out, why we're in a floodplain there.
Is that a creek going through there?
Yeah, there's a big creek going through there.
It goes high.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bad deal.
So
And I know, I forgot to mention that, but we did have that last Tuesday, and sorry I wasn't there, I was on jury duty that day, so I missed that, but I was there. We had a workshop that evening, and I think we had around 15 people or so, and the folks from FEMA and DNR were pretty pleased with that turnout. They said that was probably the most people they've had, and yeah, 15.
15, I'm gonna say, wow.
We had decent turnout, and people had good questions, and we had a pretty good group from Minneapolis come. I don't know if they talked about it at the meeting during the day, but they weren't previously a mapped community, and now they've got a floodplain that kind of runs just south of the school there, through town. There's a little creek that runs through there, so some of that's been mapped, so we had some good conversations with some of the folks there about the impact of that. So.
Yeah, it's
kind of went pretty well.
It's kind of a big deal when you hear that if you don't do it, and there is a flood, you may not reap the benefit.
That creek you're talking about, I've got a pair of boots in there someplace.
Well, they're talking about digging it out someday, so maybe they'll find it for you.
Obviously, you didn't fix it.
No, but I got my hide tan for it.
Oh, they're old.
I'm hoping that was a long time ago.
Last month.
It's been a long time ago. I think Sherry still lived in Minneapolis.
It was a long time ago.
But either way, we appreciate everybody coming out to that. Hopefully it was useful for you guys to attend and learn some things about the floodplain mapping and get a better idea of what that's about, what some of the changes are.
Okay. Thank you.
Call.
How's the IT department doing?
Pretty good. Keep pretty busy. Made little changes, pretty big changes to our mail server here last week, trying to combat some of the phishing emails and stuff that have been getting through, so hoping that kind of works out a little better for us. Other than that, just working, trying to get some of our server upgrades finished up. So.
Okay, thank you. Amy?
Good morning, we're busy too. Thank you both for your jury service. The system can't work without jurors, so November isn't looking much better for jury trials, so we have a lot of demands again for November. Got a jury trial going today, as a matter of fact, so we're busy, but we're doing what we can.
We all complain about working or trying to get out of jury duty, but we should not sit at home and complain about the outcome of the trial if we're trying to get out of it.
Jury service is one of the great things that we can do as citizens, just like voting. It's very important. So.
Very important.
Yeah.
You know. And it does a trial of your peers, right?
Yes.
Mr. Carter, secondary roads.
Oh, things are going good. The
busy.
Contractor is
busy. You can't shave.
Yeah, very busy. Anyway, Beaverdale Road, they are going with asphalt today. They have started yesterday and are going again today. So that's a busy stretch anyway. So I'm sure there'll be some delayed and frustrated folks. It won't last that long, but anytime you get held up when you're not looking to be held up, it does. And I did notice, and it's just, I guess, randomly bad luck, but West Burlington, in kind of late in the whole process, added a, completely separate from us, added an asphalt project on the south end of Beaverdale, down by Old Highway 34. And I think that contractor showed up this morning also, from what I saw some signs of. So folks might hit a traffic problem on the south and go a little bit and then find ours. So just gonna be a little bit of a mess out there today, it sounds like. So, I mean, there's traffic control and they'll get them through with pilot cars and stuff like that, but it's probably 15 minutes out of their life. They weren't looking to wait in line to get through, so.
You going out and put a sign up that says this is West Burlington, it's not ours?
What's funny is they'll call. We got some calls. Their contractor has already done some work, and we actually got called about that because people were frustrated. Even, so that's fine. We'll talk to them when they call. That's doable. But there's a lot of activity out on Beaverdale Road today, and I would guess that either the rest of this week or early into next, the contractor will keep on working. Depends on they're working on Mount Pleasant Street too, and they're bouncing back and forth. So they'll be working out there, and if you guys have an opportunity, we may slip through out there so you can see how that's looking. But that's coming along. That crew still has to go back up and do Mediapolis Road. They did get done up and through Yarmouth and then west on 260th over to the county line. They got all that done. And they still have to do Mediapolis Road, and they still have to do Sperry Road. There's a lot of work yet to be done. So that's going on. We do have a crew down ditching on South Gear. So that's another busy area when you get down in that area. So I thought I'd mention that we're down there ditching. And then we started hauling our salt, filling our salt shed back up. Finally made it upriver. And so they hauled yesterday, and then we'll hopefully be able to finish up hauling tomorrow. Today they had a bunch of trucks down there to haul some coal for the ammunition plant, I think. So we took a break and did something else. So that's going on also, getting that laid in for winter. And then there's plenty of other stuff going on.
Thank you, Brian.
I have a question, try to help you remember after the meeting.
Oh, okay.
Involved culvert question.
Okay.
From a concerned citizen.
Okay, Brett and Kevin, I didn't know they'd take two guys to replace the sheriff.
Yeah. Good morning. Nothing new to pass on today.
Nothing new to pass on?
Nothing new.
Okay, thank you.
I came across one of your deputy's cars out in Danville.
Yep.
Tonight.
Last night?
That sucker had lights bright. I mean, and I was no flashy, man. When he went by, I thought it was a deputy. I wished I would have. But, man, those things are bright. Now, maybe it's because he was
talking about
top
lights
of the hill.
Or the headlights?
Headlights.
Was it a truck or a Ford Explorer?
No, it was one of your little SUVs. It looked like one of those blue lights you see coming down the road at you. Usually don't have those, do you?
No, not in the headlights. We don't.
It might just be where I was. It was in front of school, and I was coming up that little grade, and he was on top of it. So I was going to make sure I said something.
Were the top lights going too? Just the headlights.
No, it was no emergency. It was just taking up their share of the road.
So they weren't flashing at you then?
No.
Trying to pull Bob
over. And they didn't pull
over. I think he'd already dimmed them, so I don't think that was the problem.
Well, they're the LED lights now, so they're a lot brighter than the old ones, I think. So.
Well, mine aren't bright enough, so maybe it's making up for it. Maybe my eyes are just getting old and can't take bright lights.
I would go along with that first. Yeah, I represent that statement. Angie, how's the safety department?
Good morning. We're doing fine. I really don't have a whole lot new to share. So we got through our fire extinguisher training and moving on for next month.
Thank you. Doug, how's the jail status?
Jail's still there, doing good, keeping busy also. Population's holding right around that 95 mark. Got some to go to Oakdale today, and Oakdale seems to be back on track, and we're able to get them in as soon as they get sentenced. So that's not going
to
hold up.
Can you go down to the judge and hurry this along a little bit?
No, I mean, if Oakdale's full, they're full. They just tell us to keep them, so.
How long does it take to classify somebody up there?
I don't know the answer to that. Because they can stay at Oakdale. Sometimes they get out of there within a couple weeks, sometimes a couple months. Sometimes they stay there. So it's pretty random, and I don't know what kind of criteria they use to ship them out. But the main holdup on people in the jail is like getting them to like ADS or halfway house or a treatment center. I mean, there can be a 6-month wait for some of those places. At least a couple months for even our halfway house here in Burlington.
Okay.
hopefully that trend will go down. That might be wishful thinking, but, you know, last week, Krista Pogemiller, our county health nurse, reported on the STD and gonorrhea stats, and they're going down in Des Moines County, so that was a good thing.
Well, I think they...
So we're waiting on your good news.
Well, I got some bad news to that, too, they're gonna start testing more, so I think those, depends on how many people they can test.
At the jail, you mean?
Yeah, so, I mean, hopefully they stay down, but if you're not testing them, they're not showing up in that statistical category.
I thought she said their testing was up.
Yeah, she said the testing was up and the stats are down, so...
Well, I'd go with what she says.
Do you remember Sherry? That's what she said, wasn't it?
She wasn't talking about jail population.
No, she was talking about general population in Des Moines.
Absolutely.
There's preliminary discussion about dual diagnosis or a facility being located in Des Moines County in the next year. So that would be wonderful.
That would be good.
Some beds available for that.
Yeah, and if people go to Oakdale, I know our MHDS department for eligible people, we pay part of the assessment fee, which is like $1,800 per person, but we don't pay, there's another part of Oakdale fee that we don't pay through MHDS, so our fees stay pretty reasonable for the Oakdale service.
The people that designed the funding system for the mental health and disability services, I think were under the influence of some sort of substance when they designed them.
And designed with experience.
Apparently we're having a good time.
Thanks, Doug, for your information there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And Ken?
I'm full of good news.
Do you have anything else from the mental health side of it, Ken?
I would just say, our mental health advocates are doing a great job. We have two advocates that go, that are Des Moines County employees, but they serve the whole 8-county region. And so once a year I do their evaluations, and this is also the time of the year, the last quarter of the year, when we do the satisfaction surveys. So the clients who have mental health commitments that the mental health advocates serve, they'll get surveys here in the next month or two. And also the judges and the attorneys and maybe clerk of courts, people who interact with the mental health advocates, they'll start getting satisfaction surveys too. We had very good satisfaction a year ago when we did those surveys, and so we just do that every year as part of the quality assurance program for those two staff, and they're doing a good job.
Good. Thanks, Ken.
Yep.
Did I miss anybody? Correspondence. I have no correspondence here. I haven't done it myself. Move on for public input session number one. Anybody from the public have anything to say? Please rise, state your name. Seeing nobody rise, we shall move on for discussion and vote. We have accounts payable claim in the amount of $3,000. Regular checks and nothing for bank draft.
I was a little disappointed to find out that the post office wouldn't take the county credit card if they didn't get a check.
Me too.
For that particular thing, they won't.
I move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. And this is due to a lot of overflow from mailing ballots and that out. Right, we'll take the credit card.
Okay. And that's the government turning us down. Yeah, that's strange.
We're in a better financial position than the post office. And they have no dog.
Yeah.
Okay. This here is for tax abatement. It's a letter to us from the says, October 17, 2018, the city of West Burlington purchased the property at 117 Swan Street in West Burlington. The city is requesting abatement of property taxes and date of purchase. City plans to demolish a residential house located on the property, and the city is not receiving any rental income from the property.
Motion approved.
Second. Terry?
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Okay, we have personnel actions. First one is from County Attorney's Office, is Jamie Rowley. She's Records and Legal Secretary, it's a two-year step increase from $33,241 to $34,032.76.
Motion approved.
Second.
Terry?
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Next one is Correctional Center for Elliot Alexander, kitchen assistant cook. 12-month step increase from $9.66 an hour to $10.62 an hour.
And that one, to clarify, that was a correction from last week. It was misdone as putting him as a cook's wage when it should have been an assistant. So somebody sees that from last week, it actually went down.
Motion approved.
Approved.
Second.
Terry?
Tom or Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Then this one is from Secondary Roads, and this is a discharge, and it's for David Timmerman. The title is maintenance. I hope David's getting along okay.
Motion to approve.
Second. Terry?
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Thank you, sir. Okay, we have the Sheriff's Monthly Report and the Jail Status Report for August. The Sheriff's was for September. These reports have been filed in the Auditor's Office for your viewing at your discretion. We have the minutes for the regular meeting on October 23rd, 2018.
Move to approve. Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Is there any other business?
I don't know.
No.
Future agenda items? I have none.
Work session with Zach. Sometime.
Yeah, I can set that up with Terry. It'll probably be early December sometime. Yeah.
Okay. Committee reports.
We all kind of pretty much the same meetings. Went to the FEMA flood insurance maps out at Southeast Iowa Regional Planning. The one thing I guess I would say is that these are preliminary maps. If you think it affects your property, I would get in touch with Southeast Iowa Regional Planning, look at the maps. If you want to appeal them, which I would guess will be futile, but there's always that opportunity. But what you can do is if you're gonna get put in a floodplain that you're not in now, you can get flood insurance now, and your insurance won't go up. When that goes into effect, they will grandfather you in, so it would be to your advantage if you decided you wanted flood insurance to buy it before you got thrown in a floodplain. And that's all I've got other than thanking. Chris isn't here for the tour they took us on the trail.
Great tour. It was a great tour.
Yep.
They've done a lot. They've done a lot out there. They've come a long ways. But seeing that trail get through that, through the middle of Tsar's Cave, that's a deal. We've been working on that for a long time, been rejected I don't know how many times.
We've had the funding as of about 3 years ago, so getting that built, but then, I mean, you go back almost 10 years working with DNR, just trying to get approval to build through there. I mean, it's been a long time.
Worked with that preserve board.
Yep.
Absolutely no common sense whatsoever. They act like that was pristine property out there, not an old quarry, tavern, farm, you name it. But I've got to say, if you've never been there, you walk up top of that path and look out across that valley, that can't be anything else than what County looks like, and that's great. That's really nice.
Good. Pretty nice.
Like Tom said, he's the first time I've ever seen, been on eye level with an eagle. Pretty cool.
Good thing we didn't have to walk it, so.
Like everybody else.
You said, looks good, and turn around?
No, they
had a golf cart.
Oh, golf cart, okay.
Yep.
When Chris said we were going to ride last week, I was going to ask what he had in mind. He showed up with golf carts instead of bicycles, so all was well.
A couple of drivers wasn't too good, though, was it?
I don't know if they make a tandem with three seats on it, but I'd love to see it.
Sounds like the people that showed up to build the, got the low bid government, were pipe fitters. They didn't know anything. I remember Chris down out there holding their handy.
I think they ended up doing a pretty good job, but it was a struggle working with those guys.
It looked good to me there. They routed the water away from it so that it'll run across the trail instead of down the trail. Looks, I'm pretty impressed.
Yep.
I didn't know how in the world they were going to make that look when you walked out through that sagebrush that was there. Maybe that's not even a good word. Thorns, poison ivy, ticks,
a lot of stuff. Anything else?
I'm done.
Sure. I had a community action meeting last week. Marsha Munford is retiring in January, so they're going to be looking for somebody to take over the WIC program and that. And in the last 40-some years, there's only been two heads of that. One of them was Sharon Ford and Marsha Munford.
Really?
I think they said, 42 years?
Well, the other girl didn't have much, because surely Sharon did most of that.
Yeah. So, anyway, then I attended a Iowa workforce meeting last night, and the gal from the state said that Iowa is number two in unemployment, right after Hawaii has got the least unemployment, and we're 2.5. So, Hawaii is the only state that's got less than we've got.
2.5, that must be just about what's in our jail then.
That's awesome.
That's very awesome.
That's all I've got. Time for public input session number 2. You welcome the public. Have anything to say? See nobody here. Rise. She'll move for adjournment with an aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, everybody, for coming today.